There was a movie out many years ago called At First Sight, and it was loosely based on the life of Sherrill Jennings. It tells the story of a blind man who regains his sight after a breakthrough in optic surgery. But in a way, that's when all his trouble began. He could see, but he did not know what his eyes were telling him. He could not tell a picture of an apple from a real apple. His brain did not know the difference between a 3D object and a two-dimensional picture of it. His brain could not process the concept of mirrors, windows, or how far away people were. For Sherrill Jennings, it was easier to navigate the world blind than with his newly given sight. And the tragedy in the movie is at one point he finally, in complete frustration, turns off all the lights in his house and retreats back into the world of darkness because he felt safer there. We have no idea how hard it is to see because we're used to it. There's a lot that goes on between the eye and the brain. Our brains compensate for many things, but at first sight, nothing makes sense. Babies can barely see when they are first born. And in a way, babies grow into their eyes. Now, by the time I was 2 years old, I required surgery on my eyes. And to this day, I have no depth perception. But I have been this way all of my life, and so my brain has done a lot of hard work to compensate. But there are some idiosyncrasies. I can't enjoy the benefit of a 3D movie. I don't see the difference. The world looks a bit differently to me, say all the eye doctors, but they say you have no idea how it looks differently. So I don't know what I'm missing out on. You're probably all better looking than I think you are. Who knows? And yet, the brain is a wonderful thing. I will not crash into you personally, and I will not run over you with my car. Now, the man in the movie found being in a car as a passenger very frightening. He had no idea how close or far away things were, or how to measure speed. So he sat in the back of the car like this, totally afraid. Jesus helped a man see the world, and then Jesus helped the same man see the world differently. Jesus gave the man sight, which worked immediately. He enjoyed being able to see. When Jesus gives you sight, the brain gets in on the act from the beginning. He enjoyed it, and he thought people would be happy that he had regained his sight. But it seems many other people had a problem with this man being able to see. They couldn't see it. The Pharisees questioned the man as though he's committed a crime. They were upset he had healed on the Sabbath. They kind of missed the point. Very short-sighted on their part. Or maybe the man was a fake and was never really blind. It's the oldest scam in a Messiah's arsenal of fake tricks. So the authorities call the man's parents and scare the daylights out of them. But they admit that their son was born blind. The newly sighted man tries to reason with his critics, but they cannot see. The Pharisees solve the problem by getting rid of the man. They throw him out of the synagogue. They tell him to go away, kind of that out of sight, out of mind. He cannot worship. He can't praise God for what has been done for him. He pays a high price for the gift of sight. His parents choose to ignore him. He becomes a social leper. His happiness was crushed under despondency. Thinking he would be a bigger part of people's lives, he ends up being an outcast from them. He could see the bright sun shining, but his heart was dark. He was alone, and he was lonely. How could the brain compensate for such ill treatment? Why wasn't everyone happy for him? It seemed that he lost more than he gained. And then Jesus comes again. Thank God. Jesus helped the man to see the world. Now Jesus would help him to see the world differently. Jesus asks, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man answers, "And who is he, sir? Tell me that I may believe in him." And Jesus says, "You have seen him. The one who is speaking to you is he." And the man said, "Lord, I believed." And he worshiped Jesus. the man would now see the world through the lens of belief in Jesus. As images bounce off his retina, they would pass through the reality that Jesus is Lord. That's a whole different way of seeing the world. To see Jesus as Lord changes you. Others will find it unsettling, and I can assure you at times you may too. The Jewish Talmud says, we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. This is the daily struggle for a follower of Jesus. How are we going to see things? Faith is first and foremost a way of seeing. We will see the world as we are, or will we see the world through the one who hung upon the cross? Will we choose to retreat into the darkness, or will we see through the light of Christ? The early church would call this enlightenment, when someone would come to the faith and be baptized. As Ephesians says, sleeper awake, rise from the dead, and let Jesus shine in it. Things are not as they seem. Jesus shows us how to see beyond three dimensions into all eternity. There's an old story about Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. While on a camping trip, Holmes wakes up in the middle of the night and he sees all the stars shining overhead. Immediately he wakes up Watson and asks, Watson, do you see the stars overhead? And if so, can you tell me what they mean? Watson, half asleep, looks up and sees the stars and he says, I suppose they mean it will be a nice day tomorrow. No, I'm afraid they hold a much darker meaning than that, replies Holmes. Watson says, well, how? Sherlock Holmes immediately replies, elementary, dear Watson, someone stole our tent. It's all in how we see things. Nothing is as it seems at first sight. Jesus was dead and buried in a tomb. Dead is dead. But God does not see as we do. God sees through death. God chose to raise Jesus from the dead because God sees life everywhere and in everything. God gives life. Think about looking in the casket and therein lies someone you love. First sight, it seems hopeless. But when we see through the lens of the faith in Jesus as Lord, we see hope. God likes to raise the dead. Life is God's favorite thing. Life within relationships, life within our souls, life that opens the darkness to light, as though rolling a stone away from a tomb. Creating life is God's favorite thing. Because of Jesus, the blind man was able to see and to see differently. Jesus comes to us over and over again to help us see as he sees. Jesus shows up time and time again and asks, do you believe in the Son of Man? And we stop and we see the truth and then we worship. And once again, we realize nothing is as it seems at first sight. Amen.